The Bethel skyline has taken a dramatic turn. Since this summer, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation has added a three-story primary care center next to its hospital. The new building is big, partially constructed, and currently blue, but won't stay that color for long. I visited the job site and have this update.
Just watch your feet. You know, it's a construction site.
A plywood door opens into the first story. Within it is a cavernous space with only a few walls erected. Orange sparks flash in one corner and loud mechanical noises rise from every direction. Workers wearing hard hats and reflective vests stand on ladders and walk between steel beams.
Right now the crews are focused here with the framing.
Construction manager Grant Leader.
For the interior walls on the first floor, mechanical, plumbing, ductworks focused here and also up on the third floor.
The ceiling and beams are covered in what looks like concrete and feels like paper mache. It's spray-on fireproofing.
Covers the beams and the decking and all the columns.
The crew is ahead of schedule. Though the rain has seemed unending since construction began in June, the weather has stayed warm. The steel frame is complete, the roof attached, the outside wrapped in a blue waterproof skin, and most of the outside windows are installed. Workers are even already attaching exterior metal panels to the outside, something that wasn't expected to happen until next year. 80 workers are employed on the project. Josh Peppard, president of Davis Constructors and Engineers, says 30 of those workers were hired from the region.
I would like to encourage folks that if they want to be hired on and to be as proactive as they can, we have over 1,000 applicants.
Most regional hires were found through applications submitted via the project website, by people stopping by the physical job site, or through searching Calista Corporation's list of shareholder and descendant resumes, what Calista calls its talent bank. Some regional hires are journeymen, and others are apprentices on track to work their way to journeyman through this project. And there could be more locals coming. The number of workers will peak at the end of winter with up to 150 employees. And Peppard says they're still hiring.
We're going to be looking to hire locally as much as we possibly can. But there are only another 40 to 50 positions before we start down the other side of the curve.
YKHC President and CEO Dan Winkleman has told KYUK in past interviews that he'd like to see as many regional hires as possible. Davis Constructors and Engineers has a corporate goal to use native residents whenever possible. But Davis President Josh Peppard says there's no procedure or policy written into the Davis contract with YKHC on native hire.
We just have an agreement with YK to do our best, which is what we're doing.
You can find a link to the project's job application at kyuk.org. Construction should last through the year 2021. Reporting in Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.